About to be seven.
Okay. I need to print a copy of that also. The ones I'm going to cover separate 111. I need my sheet because the one I said I'm going to cover later on, the FTV one, the marked one.
Yeah. The marked one. Look at the cameras for me?
Sure, of course. Yep. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, this one's... Set this set up so nice. Here you go. Let me know when you can set up straight.
Yeah, I'll let me get this right. Make sure this is proper. Oh, it's a good one. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Yeah, I need Irma Schiff's book also. Irma Schiff's book. They were behind me right there. Yeah, behind, yep.
Maverick wants you to stop doing that.
Yeah, I know, but you got a better alternative. Let's get some positive answers. You know, I like their cover.
It's just smiley face.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about that. I'm open to suggestions.
Sit up straight.
Okay. And then can you look at camera two?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I need to move you a little bit on camera two. Mm-hmm. Looks like up a little bit. All right.
Camera one is good.
Camera one looks good to me. You're in the center. You got a little bit of headroom above you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm ready to put you on camera if you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. I'm going to put you over. They will see and hear you in 3, 2, 1.
Hello, my friends. This is Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School. Let's put the camera a little bit up, a little bit more. Yeah, covered. My hair is covered. We're going to start in a minute talking about my tax court case. A little bit more, please. And in this presentation, you see what happened, basically, and how it's going to affect me and you and our movement. Defund the criminal element that has taken over the United States government and now openly expose their criminality. How can defund them? How is it going to affect it? It's not. And you're going to love the good news. So, having said that, we ready to go, guys?
Recording will start in 3, 2.
Wait, hold on. Get the book on. Here we go. Let's do it now.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, my friends. This is Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation that's been made on June 15, 2023, I will go over with you about what happened to the tax court case of myself when the IRS came after me in 2011 for tax years 2001, 2002, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And the case is still not done. Okay? So I'm going to show you on the screen first, you know, a bunch of the common questions that people have brought up. It's the blinking. That people have asked me all these questions you see on the screen and more will be answered for you guys. And if I don't answer it, you guys can ask me later on in a question and answer session. All these questions and more should be answered for you by the end of the presentation. So let's go talk about how this whole thing got started first, okay? I'm going
to
go.
We need to restart.
We have a technical issue with my screen. So do we need to hang up or do the audio stays on?
Yeah, they can stay on. We just need to restart the recording.
You guys, hang in there. We're going to start the recording because we're going to fix the technical issue, okay?
All right. Start you over from the top.
Okay. That was going to be kept fixed. You kept blinking this thing, the screen.
Go ahead and go through it.
She's blinking. That's the problem.
Okay. Go back to your screen. Give us 1 minute. Let me know we'll be back in.
Yeah, give us a minute or two, folks. We had a little technical issue with my computer screen. We'll fix it. We'll be back. Just hang in there, okay? Sorry about that.
Okay. So first, let me make sure that they can't see us. I know they can't hear us. Unfortunately, this is going to be something I'm going to have to troubleshoot in real time because I have no idea.
Some connections if you look. The connection on this is these. Yeah, this can be appears to be.
A second.
That's what we find us. The garbage connection there must be the problem.
Feels tight here. And what is that, number three on here?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't see it now. That's fair. I won't even be able to troubleshoot it until you're back on screen.
I'm going to go back on unless your troubleshoot is up. I'm live.
Well, there's two problems with that. One, I don't want to be seen on screen going back and forth.
Sure.
So we might have to go. No, actually, I can see it again. I'm pretty sure that means that it's. No, okay. The stream is catching up to us. Sorry. Rumble has like a 23-second delay. I think I just tightened all these connections. Let me go in the back. I know you just did it, but let me double-check all the connections here. There's nothing loose.
I can put things on the screen if necessary to take you off so I don't see you. Just let me know. I'll put screen number three. Mm-hmm. I think the connection there to this. That this is okay on this end, but that must be there must be messed up because
Where it connects to is into here, and all those connections are good too. And then there's a connection that goes from here to this and to the road.
And those are good too.
These I'll double check all these as well. Everything seems to be working though, or it seems to be plugged in. I'm gonna have to bring you back on screen for me to be able to see if it's working or not.
Okay.
I'll unmute you and then you'll see yourself.
So and then I'm going to just edit this stuff out. That's all we do. We just go off the live on here.
For sure. Okay. Easy enough. All right, they're going to see you in 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for your patience, folks. We may have to troubleshoot this computer issue live. So let me see if it works. Yeah, we still have this problem with my screen is. This is what's going on here, just so you know, folks. Sorry about that. My computer screen with my presentation of the documentation of this case is blinking, so it's not staying on completely as it should. It's coming and going. So we're going to have to see why it's going back and forth, because without that, you cannot see the presentation. Documents that I'm going to be referring to. So I apologize to all of you because I know many of you have been looking forward to get the update on what has been going on with my best tax court case. However, if this problem is not fixed, we may have to potentially make this a question and answer session and then record it later on. Okay, I'm gonna mute it for a moment, folks. We'll be back.
Have you guys ever experienced?
Never had that.
This is the first time for this.
Yes, never. Been.
So I don't even know that I can call Marcus. I'm not here to troubleshoot. I'm sure he could figure it out if he was here, but troubleshooting on the phone.
How about a question to that? Maybe unhook and rehook that. And
goes into the ATEM. Yeah, everything is running into the ATEM. I'm wondering if our HDMI cord is bad. I could try to replace that real quick.
Go ahead.
But real quick, I need to run out to the garage.
So I'm going to go take some questions right now, then I'll just fall out.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm
going to... Can you control that without me?
Yeah, I can do that, yeah. Take me off the mute?
Yeah, I need to unmute you. Don't put yourself on screen.
Okay.
Wait so I can pass.
No problem.
You're going to be unmuted, but don't swap until I get past.
Yeah.
both your phone and you are unmuted in 3, 2.
Okay, folks, we got a little technical issue that we're not able to overcome yet. We're going to try something else to see if that would fix it. That will take a few minutes to do. So I'm going to just answer some of your questions right now live. I guess we'll do the question answer session first, and then we will do the presentation hopefully tonight if the technical issue is fixed. Otherwise, I apologize to you. I'm sorry. We have to reschedule the topic to next week until we can fix it, hopefully, this technical problem that we're facing. So let's see. The number to call is 657-383-1755. If you have any questions, dial 657-383-1755. And then you push 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know that you have a question. And I will take your questions one person at a time. Okay, one more time, the number to call to ask questions about other things besides the topic of tonight's call is 657-383-1755, and then press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have a question, and I will take your questions one person at a time. We do have a caller from area code 484 who has a question, so I'm going to take his question now. Caller from area code 484, give me only your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hey, good evening, Paymon Armandino, and from Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. Can you speak out? I can barely hear you. Go ahead.
Armandino, and from
Hold on. I got to turn the volume up on this. Hold on, sir. I'll be right back. If you turn his volume up, I can barely hear the question. You do that first, turn his volume up first, and then you continue. So hold on, guys. My IT people are going to turn the volume up a little bit louder so I can hear you better, and then we can go back. Let's see. Go ahead and talk. What's your first name?
Armandino.
Armandino, you called before. Turn a little bit higher, please. Armandino. Okay. All right, my friend. Now can I hear you well? You called before. What other questions do you have now? Mm-hmm.
I submitted the notice of deficiency paperwork to your team and wanted to do it with you.
When?
This Sunday.
You called today to make sure that they have it in front of me?
Eric had emailed me back saying he had received it.
Okay. I apologize to you. It's not in front of me. Okay, we've been very busy. Folks, if you have questions about documents, look, you got to make sure that we know what they have in my team. Somebody will get it in front of me physically. Sorry, I don't have it. They know it's deficiency that you're speaking about. Make sure you call, double check that it's here Thursday. They call, printed on my table, so I have it. Otherwise, things may fall off the crack. This person gets busy. This person forgets. This person's not here. They don't check the email. It's happened, doesn't get printed out. So we have to take that, unfortunately, next week because you have that?
Restart?
Okay, we're going to restart the recording. So hopefully we can fix the issue. Okay, guys? So we got the problem partially fixed. And that now one monitor works okay, but my camera now is not working. So we're going to restart the broadcast. So I tell them to hang on, or should they leave the call?
We're not on the live stream.
Okay. So, Armandino, we're going to try to get this going, my friend. So hold on.
Tell them they'll be back.
We'll be back momentarily. On page 15, in the footnote. A tax-free journey has the burden of proof regarding determinations in those deficiency. Okay? And then, here's the law. Section 7491 provides an exception to the general rule that the taxpayer bears a burden of proof. See? In those cases, the burden of proof is on the government. Now, the court also said that Section 7491B provides another exception to the general rule that taxpayers bear the burden of proof in the case of individual taxpayer. The secretary of the IRS shall have a burden of proof in any court proceeding with respect to any item of income which was constructed by the secretary solely through the use of statistical information on related taxpayers, which is what happened in my case. That is Bureau of Labor Statistics. Again, it says the average guy with wife and two kids makes this much. So we say, he made that much. Even though they had bank records of me and my wife, they didn't use them. The bank records show there was money there, but no, they didn't want to even talk to us. They refused to talk to us, even though we called them, faxed them letters, you know. But guess what? They're burden of proof by law, us and the government. They're the ones that ran away. So that's what I mean, with us and talk to us. So we brought that to attention to court. Look, their burden of proof is on the IRS. Why do they want to meet with us, talk to us? We are willing to be civil, not fighting. Talk calmly. Have a discussion about all this stuff. The IRS agent and manager sent us two letters, and we called them, wrote them, faxed them multiple times, and they just railed off, ka-ching, ka-ching. They went forward. So they issued the notice deficiency. We went to tax court, okay? Now, the judge supposedly ruled on the law, right? And the law is clear. Section 7491, put the burden of proof, is on the government, on the IRS, right? But guess what? The judge, here's what he says. The mutatis contend that Section 7491 A and B, I'm talking about B, not A, of course, impose the burden of proof on the IRS. And the judge evades deliberately addressing and following and enforcing the law. The judge says, well, we resolve all factual issues in this case, based upon a preponderance of evidence, which means the heavier side. That's what preponderance of evidence means, who has more evidence in their favor. Okay? In other words, the judge said, you know what? I'm going to evade this. I'm not going to even discuss and enforce Section 7491B of the Internal Revenue Code that the American people's representatives in Congress passed into law in 1998. So in other words, Judge Morrison is an outlaw crook criminal. Plain and simple. He is committing treason against the American people by knowingly and deliberately ignoring the law that he actually mentions it. He talks about it, but he says, you know what? In this case, I'm not going to follow the law. I'm just going to go by something that I come up with. Whoever has the heaviest side versus, you know, in a murder case, the government has to prove to somebody, right? In the case of my like this, the government has to burn the proof, but the judge says, nah. In this case, I'm going to go and see who's got a heavier side if you committed murder or not. Okay, so based upon that lie, that treason, ignoring the law, the judge then says at the bottom, therefore we, that's Judge Morrison, need not consider whether the IRS has a burden of proof. So conveniently, just ignore the law. Isn't that nice? The judge is supposed to uphold the law, rule of law, the highest authority, the holy priests, protectors of the U.S. Constitution and laws, is the very ones that take us to the knife and stab it in the back of the U.S. Constitution and laws and American rights that they're sworn to enforce. Right? Okay, judge, you be a crook. I'm not afraid of you. We're going to go higher. So here's what happened next, okay? A two-day future appeal ended up in the United States Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, okay? That's my case. This was my opening brief of me. I get to argue my case, and the government goes and argues against me. And I get to go back and reply to them one more time. So here you'll see what I basically argued in this case. You see, this thing was about 35 pages. Look at all the court cases are listed in there. All the statutes listed in there. And a lot of the facts were discussed in this case, okay? But I'm going to jump forward to the case where it's about the core of it will be said, okay? I'm sure that the IRS auditor and manager of the IRS wrote two letters to Paymon in April, inviting Paymon and April to meet with auditor and our manager. That's what I said. It's true. It's all backed up by facts. That's in the evidence in the court, in court's record. Paymon and April made calls, wrote letters, and fact auditor and manager expressing Paymon and April's desire to meet with auditor and manager to discuss these tax proposals. Both auditor and manager refused to meet with Paymon and April to discuss anything about the proposed tax letters that were sent by auditor and manager to Paymon and April. Folks, you guys, IRS always wants to meet with you, talk with you about why did I file your tax return? What's your tax return? You didn't file. How come? We want to meet with you and help you file your tax return. Put the rope around your neck. Right? Oh, no. We are afraid of Paymon. You know, he might trick me into something. That's what the agent said. She was afraid of me, Agent Christiane Thai. A nice, sweet little old lady from Thailand. She had a thick accent, but she was afraid. The manager told her just go on. Basically, railroad him. That's what happened, okay? So, that's all right, folks. And within a few days after Paymon April last call, fax and letter to auditor and manager, notices of deficiency were issued by the IRS to Paymon and April, and the U.S. Tax Court erroneously upheld these proposed taxes by failing to rule that IRS has failed to meet IRS burden of proof to use unrelated taxpayer statistics from Bureau of Labor Statistics to assess taxes against Paymon April for years 2001 through 2006, okay? And folks, here's the law for yourself. 26 U.S.C., Section 7491 states. And you folks, read it for yourself. This is the law right there. You can see it, right? In case of an individual taxpayer, the secretary shall have the burden of proof in any case proceeding with respect to any item of income which was reconstructed by the secretary solely through the use of statistical information on unrelated taxpayers. Folks, the law is very clear right there. The IRS has the burden of proof. But, you know, what's new? Outlaw government agents, even outlaw judges. You see them, folks, okay? Then after Donald Trump, okay, and these January 6th people that were there, folks, okay, these are outlaw judges that allow these prosecutions to go on like this, right? Anyhow, let's go on. Here it is. In my government, argued against me? Not really. They couldn't. So in my reply brief, I told the truth to the Court of Appeal, okay? And I told them this, okay? In my reply brief, I've told the court, look, the IRS concedes that the failure of tax court to apply Section 7491B burden of proof issue is a central issue of this case, and that the IRS failed to carry IRS's burden of proof under Section 7491 issue by simply failing to address and refute the appellant's undisputed facts on this issue. Folks, this was the central issue of this case. Also, IRS concedes that since substantial amounts of bank and other financial records and income were available to IRS to reconstruct the income of Paymon April, IRS should have met with Paymon April to purify you and use the bank and financial records to arrive at the income amounts of Paymon April. Right? They don't argue against this, folks. They just, by ignoring our arguments, they're conceding it. If you tell someone your hair is blue, and they don't argue, they say, no, my hair is not blue, it's black, they agreed with you, they conceded. Don't argue or try to show you, no, my hair is not blue. Right? They're supposed to be doing that in the law. Anything not refuted is admitted or conceded. Okay? And then IRS conceded that IRS failed to meet with Paymon in April to go over bank and flash records of Paymon in April, which such failure denied Paymon in April the opportunity to present and explain flash records to the IRS. That's right, folks. They denied us the opportunity to explain it. You know, whatever reason, way we could have explained it, we could have done that. But no. We want to just railroad. That's what they want to do, right? And then, because I brought argued all the stuff in there, IRS fails to refute any of the court cases cited, listed by Paymon, the language, applicability, or conclusions of which cases relate to this case. Folks, not one case that our court mentioned they refute. They failed to refute any of my court cases of law. Guess what? IRS admitted Albert's rights. By the way, the Department of Injustice Lawyer Tax Division guys, the one that do this for the IRS, they admitted Albert's right because they could argue against it. Right? At 100% follow the law, right, winning case, right? And so, therefore, the IRS admits that all of these cases cited by Paymon are cited correctly, in context, properly, and applicable to this instant case, the way Paymon has presented those court cases. Yep. This was over 30 pages, folks. Let me remind you, this is over 5,000 pages of record, 4 years of trial, foot and a half of exhibits, about 45 exhibits. He had to be exactly quoted from this testimony, that brief, folks. It was not an easy job, but I did it, okay? Okay, no lawyer helped me. I did it myself, okay? And so they refuted me. If they could have, they would have done it, but they didn't. So here's what happened. Then comes the Court of Appeal. United States Court of Appeals, the Ninth Circuit. April 20th, 2023. Right? Paymon Motahede, Appellant versus Commissioner of Revenue, Memorandum Opinion, right? This is not for publication. What does that mean? That means railroad. We're not going to bother with it. Justice. With that, justice. We're not court of justice. We're just a railroad job, the government. We try to be like courts of third world countries, banana republics in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia, Iran, where I came from. But it's just railroad you through. Is they ignore the law and ignore the facts to arrive at the conclusion they want to come up with in these money civil cases. In criminal cases, there's a jury trial. 12 Americans all are going to agree beyond a reasonable doubt that you're guilty before they can put you in prison. See, that's why they don't come after people criminally, because that's very difficult. Thank you, Founding Fathers, for preserving jury trial for American people in the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. For a civil case of money, yeah, no. Jury, get one government paid by his crooked judge like Judge Morrison, I had, and an appeal. What they do, they have these law degree students write opinions, railroad opinion jobs, two pages, not even two pages really, one paragraph, rubber stamp in the name of the judges. The judges do not actually read these cases. They don't give an opinion. You didn't know that? Yep. Sorry. That's how crooked your government has been for decades. For over 50 years, the courts that I know of at least issued these unpublished decisions to just make it ignore the law. That way it could not be cited by other people, in this case, the law. And they just ignore the law and the facts so they can arrive at these conclusions they want to have. So here it is, folks. As you see, appeal from decision of the United States Tax Court. Here's the Judges Clifton Nelson Brass Wright. Here's Paymon's case, appeals pro se, from task of decision, following the bench trial, upholding, that means no jury, upholding the commissioner, internal revenues determination of income tax deficiencies and additions to the tax years 2001 to 2006. Okay, they have jurisdiction by this court led, by this law. We reviewed the novo means new, the tax court's legal conclusions, and for clear error, its factual determinations. And then, rubber stamp, we affirm. There it is, we affirm. And this is the next paragraph is the only discussion of the facts of Mom's case. That is it. Next paragraph is it. Tax court properly upheld the commissioner's deficiency determination because the commissioner presented some evidence that Motahedi failed to report income and Motahedi did not submit evidence showing the deficiency was arbitrary or erroneous. Okay? Hey, but you know what? That's not what the law is. It's not what the law is. They ignore the law. They did not address or quote section 7491B at all, did they? Look at it. Section 7491B, that is a central argument of mine in tax court and appeal, is not even once mentioned. Not even mentioned. Forget about quoting. Instead, they throw their own BS in there. Okay? That failed reporting. There's no law whatsoever, in fact, in this paragraph. Not one court case, here. Not one law. Okay? And the rest is just additional commentary. If the commissioner chooses some evidence that the taxpayer received unreported income, the burden shifts to taxpayer to show by preponderance of evidence that the deficiency was arbitrary or erroneous. Where did you get that from? Don't even list a court case. Oh, see it? That it? That's the tax court itself. They refer to tax court itself deficient. That's how crooked our court system is. So I still can take this case to the Supreme Court of the United States, okay? I have some time left. I may not do that. And Supreme Court does not hear anything but about 1% of cases people take up to it, okay? So if I don't, it's no big deal. Because it's unlikely they're going to accept the case, so they don't. So it is no big deal. Why? First of all, legally, IRS must send me a bill. That's right, because really, what's the exact amount? Tax, penalty, and interest. No one knows what those are. Just because the case has been lost doesn't mean there's a tax owed. There's got to be a bill sent by the IRS, which is the Assessment Act. Okay? So then IRS must at least send one more official letter called Notice of Demand by Certified Mail. And then they can put a tax lien on, okay? And if they want to levy or take any assets, okay, they must send a letter called a final notice of intent to levy and notice of your right to hearing. So then we can discuss a payment plan or paying off in full. The amount of tax, again, it was under 150. Well, now it may be 250 passed around that. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Folks, I may have lost this little battle, but I'm winning the war. That's number one. I'm not filing paying income tax. Really. In fact, the only years I filed was with my ex-wife back in the late 80s twice on her tax return. Then I didn't file ever again. Back in 93, I pulled a 1040 NR to get $600 withholding back for your 1992. It was not even a regular tax return. It was an attempt to get my money back. I didn't file paying income tax for over 30 years. Except for 01, actually for, gosh, I've been working in America since I was 15 years old. So 45 years. So for 6 years out of 45 years, okay, all the other years that did not come after me are wins. 2000, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, okay, 17. Folks, IRS never comes after anybody over 6 years old, by the way. That's right. There's no records exist. Although technically IRS can come after a nonprofit forever, but they practically cannot do so and do not do so. That's why in this case, they came after me for only 6 years. So the only years at this point IRS could possibly charge come after me now were 2002, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17. That's it. But they're not, because I can think of this case is still going on, and that will take a while to do, okay? And if they do, well, this case has been delayed for so long. 01, the first year, was over 20 years ago. That's supposedly I was required to file. 06, the last year, was over, what, 15 years ago, 16 years ago. Supposedly I was supposed to file a tax return for and pay, which I didn't. It's actually a win. It's not a complete win, but collection is another game. I read the collection due process hearing, and most folks, even if one day. So if they, I could leave a money in a bank account, and I plan to write the IRS. And why bother? The IRS is watching this, so they know that. I'm going to challenge the IRS commissioner to uphold his oath to his constitution and their officers. A, the law was ignored completely. And you, Mr. IRS commissioner, you, Mr. IRS agent, have a duty to uphold the law. They did not uphold it. They ignored my arguments. You must address them now, sir. The oath of office that each government official takes means that if the other government official ignores the Constitution and laws, it doesn't matter. You, Mr. IRS Commissioner, must follow the law. And this tax lien, tax claim is void because it's unjust, strong, ignored the law. That's what the IRS Commissioner and agents supposed to do. That's why they each individually take that oath of office. They'll be a record of all this stuff. Okay? And at some point I might say, here's the money in the bank account. If you take it, you can take it. But you're a thief. I'm not going to give it to you. Can you give the money sitting there? I'm not hiding from you, but it's there. I mean, after all, they do have guns. But guess what? I'm not worried about it. Because all these years, you're doing well. And remember this, folks, the whole big picture. This is not about me, but all of us. One of the common questions that people ask is, what will happen to a Freedom Law School, the lifetime guarantee, for example, that you have with our Restore Freedom Plan? The answer is nothing. Doesn't affect you at all. It affects you guys. It doesn't. There's only 330 U.S. cash code judges in America. I'm going to put that on the screen for you guys to see. That means there's less than one judge per state in America. Yes, here it is. This is a cash code website about the court. You go in there, you click on judges, right? And the judges they got, this is it, folks. These are all the judges that are supposed to hear all the tax cases for individuals and corporations, small and huge, like Google and Facebook, who have tax returns over 5,000-6,000 pages. That's right. You think these 30 people can handle all of these cases of 300 million Americans? Who knows, millions of corporations out there? They can't. We outnumber them. And that's the big thing I remember. Founding fathers did not win every single battle against the British, did they? No. In fact, they lost quite a few. In fact, it looked bleak for a while. But they won at the end anyways. And the good news is, our keys, we are winning, folks. And we're going to beat them because the IRS has fallen apart. They're a bluff. Let me show that to you, okay? Folks, This is the true picture being hidden from you. The corrupt major media is the Wizard of Oz, blown the incompetent IRS to be this huge monster they are not. Over 50% of IRS employees are eligible for retirement right now and are retiring fast. Of the 80,000 agents they got, they expect to have in the next 5 years over 50,000 to be gone. And they're using still 1960s computer technology, COBOL assembly language. You know, I'm the great and powerful IRS, file your taxes or else. And there's already about 80 million non-filers and increasing. We are withdrawing our support from the criminal gang who's taken over DC, DOJ, FBI, CIA, FDA, CDC, IRS, NSA, all these crooks. We need the government down, and we will get the federal government down to below 90% of what it is today. Probably 95% is where it should be. Okay? And Freedom Moscow is the one right there at the bottom. Total. Pull the curtain for the truth for you, my friends. Yes. I had a video on this on step 3 of our website. You've got to watch this time of the video. The IRS left us alone. Here's the key parts of it, folks, okay? This is a Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration report came out on the top left. You see May 29, 2020. By the way, I put a bunch of pages together and I wrote a summary. On page 19 on this report called High Income Non-Filers, or billions of dollars are not being worked by the IRS. Okay, they basically say this. IRS refuses to go after extremely rich non-filers. Folks, if they don't go after extremely rich non-filers, how about you? You're nothing. There's 80 million non-filers, and even extremely rich ones. They can't go after and refuse to go after it because when you don't file, it's too much work for them to go after you, my friends. Here, U.S. Treasury auditors gave the IRS a list of 100 richest income tax non-filers who each would owe the IRS about $100 million. That's what the report said, not me. And recommended to the IRS to go after these people for taxes. Okay? The IRS is so broken, disorganized, lazy, and irresponsible that the IRS refused to commit to going after these extremely rich, high-income non-filers. Folks, the source documents at page 19 on our website is there. You can click on those. We have them in the bottom of this video. You can see them for yourself, folks. My tax case will not affect you guys at all in any ways. It all will be just fine. Not a problem, folks. We're going to take back our country. Okay? And I'm going to show you the language of the report right here. Here's what they say. A recommendation number 4 of the government was, you see the yellow area. In addition, they told the IRS, consider working the top 100 non-filer cases identified from tax years, TY is tax years 2014-2016, that have not been resolved by referring the cases to the collection function, examination function, or criminal investigation special agents for enforcement actions. You would think the IRS would go after these people. Each owned the IRS over $100 million in for years 14 through 16. What? And our office of the IRS is responsible for that. And guess what? The auditors noticed. U.S. Treasury said, you know, we provided the IRS with a list of the top high-income non-filers by name. Who owe an estimated $9.9 billion? The IRS should, at a minimum, folks, agree to pursue these 100 high-income non-filers. Yeah! Yeah, that's a no-brainer. You have 10 agents. After 10 of them, each 100 agents. I mean, it's a lot of money, right? $100 million for each of those guys? But however, its response, IRS's response, does not indicate whether it plans to pursue these. In fact, in other words, the IRS did not even give lip service I mean, they give lip service anyhow. They give the recommendations to the IRS. I said, yeah, we'll do this. We should do that. We'll implement this. And when they go back, the IRS management and their workers, whatever. None of us ever gets fired. We're not responsible. Heck, when was the last time an IRS agent got fired? In fact, it's so difficult to fire a government agent. A government agent and a federal agent is more likely to die in office than to be fired. That's how difficult it is by law and procedures to fire any IRS agents. So they give lip service to these auditors, but they give these reports all the time. In this case, they're not even bother doing that. Okay? So the other thing I want to mention to you guys briefly is that remember in step three, folks, I cover this thing on our website, okay? So do this, you should go check out step three on our website, folks, okay? Realize IRS is mostly bluff. This woman video, you got to watch right here. How, you know, we outnumber, folks, 100,000 law-abiding citizens to one collection agent. Is there 1 million Americans to each tax court judge, not to mention corporations, huge ones they got to go after. IRS is really falling apart. My case doesn't really matter. Okay, it's just one case about many. And folks, the other thing that you see in this video, folks, step three, I'm going to put up right up for you guys, an important thing on that, okay? The IRS folks decided to, you know, leave nonprofits alone because IRS is actually collapsing. Yes. IRS is collapsing. They have decided to leave nonprofits alone because it takes too much money to go after nonprofits. Maybe $1 they spend on nonprofits, they only make $2. Every $1 on fathers, they make over $340. Ooh. Back in 2009 and 2010, they used to come after almost 1 million non-fathers. By 2016, that number dropped to less than 1,000. Less than 1,000. 9.9% drop, folks. Okay? So you understand, folks, it is a fact. It is a truth that the IRS is mostly bluff. In 1969, a U.S. senator said that. In a recent conversation with the official IRS, I was amazed. They told me if the taxpayers of this country ever discover that the IRS operates a 9% bluff, the entire system will collapse. Well, guess what? That was the IRS that was powerful back then. Now, it's falling apart. Okay? So, a tax court case really doesn't matter. It doesn't affect you guys at all in any ways. Okay? And our students, folks, our students, are you protected, my friends? Because it's all for one, one for all. There's so many of us in the program, folks, in our Restore Freedom Plan. We fight. We win. In fact, we have a right to due process. Okay? We're beating cases. Okay? You see many pictures I got on our websites. You see, if you go here on our website, there's student victories also that I've had. Many of them. Okay? Here. Here are the IRS illegal tax claims. Many, many of these cases, folks, are there. That I beat the IRS. Many of them. There's many more victories if you want, folks. Okay? There are many of them out there. Victory after victory after victory, but even if it were to lose, so what? IRS takes 10,000 from you or 10 million or more. We'll reimburse you because if so many of the members of that program, then we can reimburse our fellow American patriots. That's one of the reasons why you join our Restore Freedom Plan. Besides restoring our government freedoms, stop paying income taxes we never legally owed, as found on the government's official legal website, right? Withdraw support legally from the criminals. And if they ever want to come after one of us, doesn't matter. We can reimburse that guy. We'll go on. We'll guarantee you're not going to prison, just like me. And guarantee if we'll fight for you. Even if you were to lose, you'd be fully reimbursed. So you will not be affected at all. Okay. So now, let me go over a couple extra questions that you guys asked separately to have. People ask, how is this case different from that of Richard Grant? Richard Grant was the guy that asked after him criminally. He was with other organizations before us. They came to us. We did some things for him. And they got his attorney. And neither him nor his attorney worked with us. And he lost. Pleaded with them to come work with me. They both failed to do so. So he had drank his mother's milk. He went to high school. And went to Freedom Law School too. Neither his high school or his mother who gave him milk or me are responsible for his mistakes. His lawyer relied on the stuff he did before Freedom Law School while he went to prison. So it's a whole different thing. And that was a criminal case. They put him in prison for 36 months. My case was civil for money only. This is money only. No prison. No jail time. Okay? And also, is there statute of limitations for this kind of a case? Well, the fact is they have 10 years to collect the tax from the time it was determined or assessed, and then they can extend it for another 10 years, potentially, the collection of the case. That's all that is. The case, as you know, has been delayed for so long anyhow. So it's not a big deal either way. That's standard everywhere. And why didn't the state of California come after me back then? Well, guess what? Because remember, folks, America is not one country. America's 50 countries, the states, are each country's, plus one, the federal government. So the IRS may come after you. The state will not. The state may come after you. The IRS doesn't. You know, they're completely separate entities, okay? Now, let's go. I want to show you on our website. The key thing is this, folks. You've got to know that I'm going to take you guys to step 6 and 7. Okay? You want to be protected? Step 6 is you follow the founding fathers' footsteps, folks. Okay? Step 6. Here we go. Folks, this is our movement. When you join the Restore Freedom Plan, you are being a modern-day founding father of America. These men refused to pay any taxes they lawfully owed to the Kingdom of England. We are not paying the taxes and we never owed in the first place. We're in a better position than the founding fathers. They actually owed the tax they refused to pay. We're not paying the tax they never owed at all in the first place. Okay? And folks, lifetime guarantee was not affected. Okay? We do safely, folks. What you do, you stop paying tribute to the criminals in D.C. You don't let them scare you anymore. You don't need to live in fear. Knowledge will free you. Working with others frees you. Okay? We got to work together, folks, like the Founding Fathers, to restore freedoms. Okay? And then, folks, I invite you to share this with other people. Step 7, spread the word, folks. Yes, this is you, every one of you. Get on the Freedom Law School as your horse. Tell them the truth, arm them with the law, and restore America, our families, American people, and restore freedom in America. You can stop sending paying tax on your own if you want to. You can. You'd be left alone. You have a choice. Pay the criminals in D.C. because you got you scared at the corona jab. So I don't get most people got the. Do you know most people got the jab? The corona jab did it voluntarily. Most people were not forced to take the corona hoax jab. They did it on their own because they were afraid. I want to say thing, and they got you thinking safety, Mr. File. Put the rope around my neck. And pay. It's a lie. Okay? You wanted to be free. You were looking for freedom. You were meant to live free. You found it with Freedom Law School. Make sure you go through 7 steps on our website, okay? You go through this, not just any videos on our website. Go through the 7 steps, okay, that's listed here. Don't get lost in our videos online. Step 1, step 2, step 3, 4, 5, and then 6 and 7 if you want to, optional. Go through it and start living a free life and together let's work and restore freedom to America once again. Okay, now I will go to your questions. It's for the call number on the screen, okay? And if you have any questions, folks, I'll be able to answer it for you. The number is 657-383-1755. Then on your telephone keypad, you press 1, and that will let me know you have a question. You get the number, you see it on your screen, it's 657 383-1755 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. Let's put the air conditioning on back on, you guys. Okay, and see if anybody has a question. We have Armando, looks like, on the call right now. You see, Armando, do you have any other questions, my friend? Or we've done it for you this evening for you, my friend. Let's put you back on. I got you. Armando, are you back, right? Do you have any other questions you want to ask me right now?
No, that's all I had for now. I'll save the time for someone else, and I'll be back on next week.
You call up, make sure Thursday somebody has that printed out in front of me so I can go over it with you on the next week's Freedom Hour, okay?
You got it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, my friend. Okay. Looks like there's nobody with any questions, but I'll announce it one more time just in case. If you have a question, call 657-383-1755 and then press 1 on your telephone keypad and we'll take your question now. One with questions, let me tell you guys, I'm going to be at the Red Pill Expo, folks, coming up. Let me put it on the screen for you. RedPillExpo.org. Okay. And that's going to be August 12th and 13th. In Des Moines, Iowa, okay? And it's going to be a lot of great speakers there. Here it is, August 12th and 13th in Des Moines, Iowa, okay? Critical Expo. There are many great speakers. I'll be there, okay? He is the founder of the Red Pill Expo, Diego Griffin. Some of the speakers are on there right now, and many more will be added on there, okay? Folks, so with that, also, I'll be at the Reawaken America Tour. Reawaken America Tour in Las Vegas. I'll be there also. August 25th and 26th. So if you're from the West Coast over there, you want to be there. Let's see. Reawaken America Tour. Okay. And then put your spaces on there. Okay, so I can get this thing properly done. All right. Reawaken America Tour. Where is it? Okay. Reawaken America Tour. Let me try it again. I'll skip for you guys. So if you're from West Coast, go to Reawaken America Tour. And where's the website? You know, my website is not such an easy one, unfortunately, to find. I should know it before, but I will. But anyhow, 25th and 26th in Las Vegas. Plan on it. Call us if you want to. We'd be happy to give you the details by telephone at 813-444-4800. So, folks, remember, in America, as opposed to where I came from, other countries, you have a right to free speech. You cannot be punished for free speech. For publishing material, for telling other people about it, for gathering with like-minded people to try to clean up the corrupt government that America has now. So do it, folks. and have fun and smile like I do. Love the truth. I love every one of you. I hope you accept my invitation to live a free life, and together we can be free once again. The air. No, on. There you go. That's on turbo. What's the difference? Okay, very good. So maybe a short one of that. Just on a part that doesn't affect other people. You know what I'm saying? I need to do a short one on that, I think. You know, off thinking, because I think I can do that. And in this one, I didn't go over that first. I should have done it first. How does it affect them? The feeling parts. It was my mistake. We're about to move. Right back. You've got it to the clock on, Steve. That's okay.
Well, it's actually because I told you I was bringing you to the live, but you just went straight into the presentation.
Yeah, I know. That's like, it doesn't matter. How long was it, about 45 minutes?
No, it was about an hour.
An hour. Yeah, it's a long time. Yeah, now that I'm back in the show, I'm better ask what they have, because I know the copy's there and all that. I'm going to do it maybe. I'm that long to watch the music.
Is it? Aaron, this is what I do. Usually I do the short one at the end.
Uh-huh.
Because I know the topic even better because I go through it one time. It's kind of like a rehearsal. And the short one is actually more important because...
people will watch it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Why is we making America tour? Doesn't it show up?
Try searching it up, not using start page.
Mm-hmm.
You're using start page.
Yeah, it should come up, you would think. Reawaken America tour. I mean, you think that should come up.
You're using start page, so that's what I'm saying. Try going to, like, I don't know.
Google. I know. You would think. I mean, they have Wikipedia on it.
Yeah.
I hate to go to Wikipedia. Like, really?
Yeah.
And the Wikipedia give you their website. I mean, really? I mean, I have to go to Wikipedia to give me their website or
this
Google?
This is the thing I hate about Wikipedia. Look at that. Far-right Christian nationalist political protest movement 2021.
Yeah, I know.
That's all people see when they go there. They don't scroll down.
It's far right is that they throw at you.
It's also like they throw these lump in with a bunch of other organizations.
So what I say, get used to it, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Get used to it. And remember this. Yeah. Everybody else that saw that nonsense,
uh-huh,
give them the benefit of the doubt. So that they may not be the guys they try to tell you that they are. You know?
I typically let somebody else's, their own mouth get them in. So.
You know, they don't give their website, by the way, do they? I don't think they do. They're clever of them. They don't give us their website. Oh, I found their website. Almost. I get my wrap around my head. I'm sure I got my presentation all ready to go. Maybe put some stuff together at the end of that presentation. Oh, I forgot to put this on there.
Hey,
yeah, I should put that in there. I'm going to add something in there first, and then you put the, and you can put it in the right place. Actually, you can put it on there manually. Yeah, this, I'm going to put it in the area I talk about this thing. You can add it before that talk on that topic. You ready?
So we're just doing the reporting.
Oh, I see. That thing does cost quite a bit of mind.
Three, two, one.
Take a look at this, folks. This, what you see right now, is the treasure.
I told you. Actually, Marcus will just cut this part out. Sorry, Marcus.
No problem.
Three, two, one.
Folks, take a look at this other report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration, which came out September 29, 2017. Okay, here's the relevant part of this report that shows, you know, that IRS is leaving non-filers alone. On the top left, the blue line is back in 09 and 10, how many non-filers they came after. And look at the bar right, how it's crashed to near zero. So I'm going to get these circle areas from 09 and 10 to 2016 highlighted for you. Here's the 2009 and 10. I was used to come after about a million non-filers, right? And by 2016, crashed to less than 1,000. Yes, 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 folks. This is IRS management deliberately choosing to leave 99.9% of non-filers alone. Pause these pages, look at the chart more closely. It's absolutely amazing that the IRS is leaving repeat non-filers deliberately alone. You don't have to worry about them to come after you because they're leaving repeat non-filers alone. That was before the corona hoax in 2020-21. With the social distancing requirements and staying home if you got a cough or sneeze, that really crashed IRS even further. They have no power over you folks, tactically speaking, if you don't file, okay?
Nope.
That's it. I mean,
okay.
that could be out of the park. That I'm talking about the issue of leaving non-filers alone, doing that talk someplace, you can just put that in there. You know, because okay. This chart, I didn't realize I had to scroll down. The top of it was up there, and I forgot. Oops, below that, I guess you scroll down. So I forgot.
Okay.
So when I got to that page, I talked about it.
Oh, that wasn't the summer. It's not.
Yeah, that
was to
be added in.
Got it. My bad.
It was added in.
Now I'm on the same page as you.
All right, no problem. Okay. Okay.
Do the editing anymore. So I'm going to message Marcus now about that so I don't forget.
No problem. Please do. Yeah, I know. Yeah, just think. Okay. Let me make sure I got myself together.
Let me know when you're ready, because I can start you doing the summary while I message him.
Yeah, I'm gonna cut some of the stuff out that I got here. Let's see. Which doesn't distract me from anything. I'm gonna skip some of these things basically. Okay. Yeah, no. To go from this. Okay. All right. Let's do it. Well, I got too much space above my head now. Oh, wow. Okay. You can put the camera maybe even lower because, yeah, I see what you mean. Because this lip of this thing covers what I see. So what I see is not what they see.
Yeah.
I got too much space on top of my head. Yeah, less than that. Come next to me.
Yeah, I can see it.
You can see what's going on with me. To me, it looks like my hair is cut off to after here.
You go down just maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you can see more of my hands, expressions of my hands, perhaps. Wait. Aaron sees it well, yeah.
What camera view are you talking about?
Straight on.
Yep.
Maybe go up. There is good. Because see, you can see.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Three.
Hold on. But let me get this in a good position. Not shiny. I went over with Marcus. Does a shiny or a straight guy be not crooked? Let me get in a good position. Let me start again. And no shadow on my face, perhaps. That's a good spot for this. That's probably good. And I don't want to block the language there either. Yeah, Americans can fight back. You know. Okay, here we go.
3, 2, 1.
Hello, my friends. I am Peyman Mutahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this short presentation, I'll give you a quick overview of my tax court case about the year 2001 to 2006, and what it means to you. Remember, for more details, you must watch the longer complete video that you see the description of it linked below. So click in the video below for more complete presentation about this topic. So even a quick overview, folks, is this. People ask me, hey, looks like you lost your tax court case in your 2001 to 2006. Well, folks, it's almost done. The Federal Court of Appeal of the Ninth Circuit ruled against me by ignoring the law completely. By ignoring the facts completely, okay? And I can still take it up to the Court of Appeal. Because remember, the tax court ruled against me. Court of Appeal affirmed it. And then now Supreme Court, I may go up there, maybe not. But remember, this is about years 01 to 06, 2023. June, I'm making this video. After all these years that finally, maybe I lost one battle, but let me tell you, I've beaten them in a lot more battles, okay? Our victories are much bigger than their victories over us, okay? On step 4 of our website, you'll see, folks, that I have not paid or filed any income tax to the IRS since 1993. And the IRS has never attempted to indict or put me in prison for not having filed or paid any income tax for about 30 years, folks. Yes, that in itself is a victory, folks. And you can see that victory, plus many more victories that I've had against the IRS, they're all listed here. There's actually more of them coming up that I haven't put on there yet. I'll add more on there. Here, the number 2 one is the favorite one of mine because I killed IRS's Criminal Investigation Division summons. Investigation of me. Records in 2006. That's why they came after me for money, because they could not come after me criminally at all whatsoever. And folks, remember, our students like you have beaten the IRS many times over. Here's some examples. How we beat the IRS with illegal tax claims. Here's another page. How we beat the IRS by not following the proper legal procedures. Here's a page on how we beat the IRS for illegally taking people's money. Yes, we beat them, give the money back to the people, or stop the IRS. And we even beat the IRS's attempt to taking people's home illegally. Folks, IRS is a big Wizard of Oz, okay? They got you scared by deception, and major media is the one sells you the lies. Your lifetime guarantee with Freedom Law School, if you're a Restore Freedom Plan member, is not affected at all. You are safe. I'm not going to go to jail over this. This is a civil case. It's a money case, okay? You cannot go to prison in a civil case. For a criminal case, they got to come bring a criminal case against you and get 12 jurors, 12 regular Americans, agree you're guilty beyond a reasonable doubt, okay, to put you in prison. So this is no big deal. It's only a little money issue, okay? And the main thing is that it does not affect you guys at all, period. It's just a little publicity thing for them to say, oh, we beat Paymon, even though I beat them far more than they beat me. And the Founding Fathers, folks, they had battles for freedom, and I lost a lot of them. In fact, they looked very bleak until they turned the tide and actually won the war. Folks, we got the truth on our side. We are winning, folks. Don't worry about a little small stuff like that, folks, okay? They're leaving us alone. They're leaving non-filers alone, folks, okay? Folks, bottom line is, IRS is a failing organization, okay? They even cannot even go after super rich non-filers, folks. And on top of that, folks, look, IRS is leaving non-filers alone. Here's a 2017 auditor's report on the IRS, and you can see in this chart that they are not coming after non-filers deliberately. Come after non-filers, repeat, non-filers has crashed from about a million after to less than 1,000. So don't worry about my case. I'm good. You good. You're safe. Now, if you want to know more details, get more of your questions answered, watch the complete video, which you see a link for it in the description below. I give you further details about what happened in this case, and you get more of your questions answered. I love you, and remember, don't be afraid. Let your love of truth set you free. Done, Aaron. You got a little better gist of what it's all about, right?
Yeah.
What we're doing, working with him. So we're going to start working on these. Earl, you see how much work it is? All the stuff, raw materials, put together, right order, right size, everything else, and say it. I got a review in my head, one, and then click it back and forth and with the cameras. Any questions? Comments?
So this is the first, I mean, this is the second one I taught, but the first time I helped Benny put everything together. So I think the two of us should be able to get this stuff done by like Wednesday.
The part of the problem that you saw is a lot of times, a lot of the research depends on me alone. But I know him so well. He's been with me for 3.5 years. Even though I work with him, I mean, new stuff comes up. Though. Some of the old repeat stuff, he can do it for me pretty much no problem. I got to do some of those anyways. I'll be doing some of those. But, you know, it's just that this stuff is just not something you can just plug in someone's back head and hear. I know it.
Yeah,
sure. So I think we made your chance, hey? So, but as you work with him a lot more and me, come do a quick study, mm-hmm. You know? So more stuff, the more you can do more. And hopefully we can have you do a lot more stuff.
No problem.
Okay. Any questions, Steve?
I'm going to start an update on the mass, so it won't be usable for the rest of this evening, unless there's anything you need critical to work on tonight.
No, I'm good. No. Just as I'm the family.
Yeah.
You get all the interesting situation. Tomorrow morning when you come with Maverick, first day.
Yeah.
you know, let's get figure it out, we'll do something else, we something else. And while that at summertime if you want the month, that'd be done.
And you can tell because
Aaron,
yeah.
Could you turn off this light above Paymon for me? So
that's
I don't have to.
We got a bunch of shortages
yeah.
here. Yeah. You know, maybe it's all gas is more than one reason.
It's just that one up there. The switch is all the way at the top on your side. Thank you so much.
Let me turn this one off.
Yep. I can get these ones.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
Because you know what I've done now, I'll take my jacket and shirt off here,
mm-hmm.
so that
does it get wrinkled
in the house? Yeah, there's a wrinkle for Patty right here. I'm going to go get it. It's right here where I just changed it. Oh, by the way, do you like to see your cafe, Aaron? Do you like this food of Greasy Cafe?
Of what cafe?
Greasy Cafe on
Greasy,
on 50. By Wasabi
salad,
Chinese.
I was having food. This is huge.
Really?
Well, food.
Well, we love the salad there. But we asked your wife to get that for us at FYI.
Did she charge you extra?
No, she's very kind. And it for me. You know, one of those favors. Did it for me. And you know what trying out something else to say?
Yeah, we've had it before a couple years ago. I think I had it twice. One time it was really, really good.
Uh-huh.
A lot of lamb on it. And the second time, it was like half the meat.
Because you had the meat. Which one did you go to, by
the way? The one on commercial.
Yeah, don't go that one.
Oh.
The staff on that one are not as good.
Oh, I didn't know there was another one.
Yeah, the one on 50, just past Mariner on the right-hand side. In the shop. Okay. Great first one. The staff is much further, but it's quality.
Oh,
good. Yeah.
I didn't even know there's another one.
All right. There you go. Tomorrow.
We'll take this other versus against Darn Snake. And it's hot, brother. Thanks for staying up late to me. Appreciate you doing that, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Son, I should say.
It's giving me the opportunity to make sure I knew how this new system worked anyway.
Yeah, what do you know what happened with the system? Got displayed itself?
I do. The ATEM here just was having issues getting all the inputs to sit there. So just restarting it allowed it to just kind of fix itself. So that's when I was down there and I was messing with them. I unplugged the first input and plugged it back in. That caused the second input to mess up, and that's why I knew that
gotcha.
It was then the ASIM.
Oh, by the way, I got to make a note. JuryPower.org, our website,
mm-hmm.
is gone.
Oh, call Ed Griffin.
Not I'll call him. I'll call you.
Yeah.
Call him again. JuryPower.org
uh-huh.
is gone.
It's not gone.
It's
it doesn't have
be a lost goal. The
yeah.
content of it is got to be something.
And it's not gone. Yeah, the content's not gone either.
But it's supposed to be a lost goal.
Yeah, but the content's not gone. It's the same thing as livefreenow.info. If you go there, it's the old livefreenow.org website.
But free of lost goal, would you refer to .org?
It goes to free of lost goal.
Yeah, why?
So, because we wanted, well, that was a question we had. Do we want all of our websites just to forward to free of lost goal .org?
Yeah,
but Jerry Power is different.
Jerry Power is the content that was there without showing up. So it needs to be repaired, and that's the process where it needs to have to be recorded. It's only one there, but basically it's the website that's not available.
You get the content at some place, it's not that big, we get some up.
No, the content, we know where the content is. We can see the content. It just has to be set up with the website.
Okay.
Because the content itself was, it just... and this is on Chris Hansen's server. We can find out why, but it stopped actually showing all of the content for JuryPower.org. It just didn't connect to it.
Well, now that summertime is here, and we got you here also, get a little project for it. By the way, this is information, Steve.
Yeah.
This is originals of all the articles and magazine articles that we got through the law school.
And, so at some point I'll get work with the idea of summertime catch up. You know, we'll put these on our website. It shows how long we've been around and longevity and history And so just I'll do that. But of course, this is after Marcus comes back, you know. And so then they let you decide how much Marcus you should do versus, Gene or maybe yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I just want to give you a heads up on that. So I'm gonna call.
I call at their reach, unfortunately, at different. He's a 9 hour. So right now, 4 to 9 is for a sickest time.